Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. Hope everyone is having a great night. Oh, let me adjust my light here. My camera. While you all are coming in. Hello, hello. Welcome to our first Tea with Tresetta training, encouragement, and the answers you need for your business. Hey, BB, thank you for joining on this little tiny camera. Hang on 1 second. Turn the volume off. All right, now I can see your comments. Awesome. Okay, so at your request, we are going to be talking about business systems tonight. Feel free to drop questions in the comment box and I will do my best to answer them. I am not, there's some of these areas where I'm not really an expert. Tonight, I just want to kind of do an overview of what business systems are and the different areas that you can use them in your business. And then later on, what I'll do is go through and break each one down. We'll do separate sessions for each one of the different business systems that I am particularly skilled in. So, first of all, let me get my notes right because I got lots of notes for you all. I didn't want to forget anything. So let's first establish what a business system is. A lot of times when we talk about business systems, we think, oh, what are y'all drinking tonight? This is Tea with Tresetta. Before I get into it, I got my tea. It's too hot for me to drink though, because I just fixed it. But so grab something to drink. Grab you a hot tea. If you're not a tea person, grab some water or coffee, whatever it is that you do. Because this is going to be a very informal. These sessions are going to be very informal. It really is for us to have conversation and get the training that you desire, but then also for us to really dialogue and have a conversation and support one another in our kingdom purpose pursuit. So first of all, a system, I'm trying to get myself situated here. a system is basically a process, a procedure, a method, or some sort of course of action that you take that is designed specifically to achieve a particular result. And it is having business systems is an essential piece of your business. It is one of the building blocks of a business. And it is the only way, by putting systems into place, that's the only way that you can really guarantee specific results or consistent specific results, because you can get, maybe you can get particular results here and there, hit or miss, but the only way you can consistently get the results that you want is by creating a system, by identifying, taking a look at what works, what doesn't work, and putting it together in some sort of formalized process so that you get the same results every single time. And that's really my zone of genius. I am a system and process person. I love to systematize everything because I like to know that I'm always going to get the same results time after time. And really and truly, every single facet of your business is able to be systematized or for you to create a process. Now, sometimes you'll be able to have digital processes, and then sometimes they'll need to be analog. You might even have to do, or you might even be able to automate some systems where then there's some systems that will have to be kind of self-directed or directed by a particular person. Perhaps maybe it's a SOP, which is a standard operating procedure, if you're not familiar with that terminology. So it is the process, a written process that people follow to make sure that they do the exact same steps all the time so that you get the same results. And that's one of the areas where we as solopreneurs or single person business owners, that's where we tend to miss it. And when we get to that place where our business is growing beyond our personal capacity and we're thinking about bringing on a team member or an assistant, then all of a sudden that's when we start thinking about, well, how do I systematize or how do I teach this other person what it is that I do in these particular areas that I need help so that I can focus on the key things. When if you would take the time to do that on the front end before you need someone. So as you are growing in your business, and it even helps you, because if you follow the same process or the same system all the time, then you're going to get those consistent results. And so I really encourage you to early on in your business, start writing out simple, you know, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant, but simple standardized operating procedures, the step-by-step guide on how you do something, so that that way, when you do get to that place where you're ready to bring on a team member or an assistant of some sort, then you already have all of that written out, and it'll make it so much easier for you, and it will save you time. It'll save you that bringing them up to speed time, because it's already written out. You can train them, walk them through the process, but then when they have a written out process that they can, step-by-step guide that they can follow, then you can go focus on something else while they are following the process, okay? By creating systems and processes for your business, that enables you to increase your scalability. So you're only one person. And if you know everything, if all what you do in your business is in here, then you will never, it'll be difficult for you to scale your business and open multiple locations or add in additional product lines when you are the only one who has all of the information within you. And so by getting it out on paper and creating, whether it is a digital system or an analog system like a manual, then you'll have the opportunity. It'll make it easier for you to scale your business. So don't neglect that. Just because you're a one-person show right now, don't neglect creating or writing out your processes. When you're setting up an email campaign, then go ahead and write out what are the steps that you take to do that. What information do you need? You could even create little templates. So maybe you don't necessarily have verbatim emails written out, but you have a template. So you need, you know, obviously, you know, you need some sort of opening, and then you might have a standardized opening. You might even have a standardized closing for your emails. But then for particular types of emails, if it's a sales email where you're following up on a call, then maybe you have a certain template that you use. I use it all the time. In my 9-to-5 job, I have to answer the same type of questions or same types of emails consistently, or I have to send out the same types of emails. For example, I am in charge of our hiring for my department, and so I have to send out the hiring instructions to new candidates. Well, I don't want to have, our process is kind of long and convoluted. I don't want to have to type that out every single time that I need to send that email. So I've created a template that all I have to do is copy paste it into an email. And so then that's something that I could give to an assistant, or I can give to someone else and say, hey, send this out for me. And I know that the exact information that needs to go to the candidate will get out. Do the same type of things in your business. So when you're, if you have particular type of questions that your customers frequently ask, you can either create a frequently asked questions page on your website, or you can create some sort of email template where you can just pull from and copy paste and then just make a few adjustments to it. Not only does that, it's an informal system that you can use, but it also will save you time. Because I guarantee you, if it's something that you're consistently having to write, if you've had to type it up more than 2 or 3 times, now might be a good time for you to kind of create some sort of template so that you can save yourself time. Because Lord knows, as a one-person entrepreneur, a one-person business, you know, time is of the essence. You know, we have very limited time and we tend to, you know, we're stretched thin because we wear all the hats in our business. So anything that you can do to systematize and save time, make your time more efficient, then go ahead and do that. And virtually every single activity in your business, you can use that. You can turn it into a system. You can turn it into some sort of process. There is no activity in your business that you can, that you cannot systematize in some way. Now, I want to share with you six key areas inside your business that you can take, that you can focus your business systems on. And the very first one is planning. And you may not think that planning is an area where you can be systematized or create a process for, but actually you can. There, you may have a template. Now, this isn't something that you could automate because you are the brains of your business and you are the one, the visionary, you are the one with the mission. And so that has to come from within you, but you can have a process for pulling out your strategies. So maybe you use a SWOT analysis, and that stands for specific. I'm sorry, my mind just went completely blank. How does that even happen? Strengths. There we go. Sorry about that. Okay, so a SWOT analysis, it stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And so basically it's just like a quadrant thing. You just write, get a piece of paper, and you draw a line down the center and then a line across the center, and strengths at the top, weaknesses to the right, and below that, opportunities and threats. And so that's one of the ways that you can look, evaluate where you are in your business. Okay, what's working? What's, you know, not working so well? And then what are some opportunities that are available to me, as well as what are some threats? And one of the things that you can consistently count on being a threat to your business is ever-changing social media, right? So the analytics are constantly changing in Facebook and other areas of the marketplace, especially when it comes to marketing and social media. So you've got to be on top of the trends. And so you have to be able to say, all right, well, I can know this is no longer working, or it's no longer getting me organic reach in my social media platforms. What are they favoring? So like right now, Facebook is favoring video. They, especially native video, because they want to keep people on their platform. So that would be something where you can say, okay, well, that's an opportunity to make some shifts in my business. Okay. So, when you're planning, creating some sort of, your strategic action plans, your implementation, how you're going to implement whatever your strategies are, as well as your follow-up. Those are things that you can standardize. You can have a, what do they call it? Your strategic plan, but you can also have your implementation plan, where you have who's going to be responsible for what. And if it's just you, then it's your timetable so that you stay on track. And you can have, you can do that on a big wall calendar. I love having kind of a year at a glance so that I can see what are the big marks coming up, because sometimes things can sneak up on you. You think you have plenty of time, especially if you're planning at the beginning of the year for something that you're going to do, say last quarter of the year, that time can sneak up on you really, really quickly. So having it a calendar with a year at a glance, that is very beneficial. If not, having some sort of system where you regularly are reviewing, okay, what's coming up next? What do I need to be focusing on? And those, that will give you an opportunity. That's one of the areas where you can systematize or create some sort of process for doing that. The next area, of course, is going to be marketing. So you can create content plans or content calendar for the year, taking a look at what holidays there are. What are some of those national days or national awareness months or weeks that are specific to your industry or related to your industry that you want to make sure that you integrate into your social media or into your marketing materials? And so by creating some sort of content plan, you can do that. You can, your email campaigns, that's something else that you can create some sort of system or process for. And with email campaigns, you know, there's a lot of free tools available to you as a solopreneur that you can use to create automated email campaigns so that you just set it and forget it. You know that those emails are going to go out. And so you don't have to think about it, because who wants to try and remember every time someone signs up for something that you have to, that you're going to send out an email to them? You can go ahead and write out all your emails, even if it's just follow up and it's not like an automation for like a freebie or something like that. You can go ahead and write out all your emails for the entire month and schedule them, set it and forget it, and walk away. And even with that, you can even have a schedule. So maybe you decide that you're going to send out emails to your email list twice a week, or weekly, monthly, however often it is that you want to do. So you know that that's something that is an informal process that you have for your business. And so you know what is coming up. The next area that you can do, that you can systematize or create processes for, is in your financials. Now, you might think that that's not really a space where you can create processes, but I beg to differ. Especially, you know, a lot of times as a solopreneur, you think like, well, it's just me. Why do I need a system for my financials? Well, there are systems that you can use. You can do, instead of manually having to enter all your expenses, have your online banking integrate with whatever your accounting software is. And then all you have to do is, on a weekly basis or biweekly basis, however often you want to do this, then you just go in and review and make sure that the expenses are appropriately categorized. And even in that, you can systematize that, because you're going to need to know what those categories are. And so you need to track and review both your key financial and non-financial drivers of your business. One of the things that, when I worked in the insurance industry, I recruited our agents, and one of the things that my director at the time used to say all the time, and it really stuck with me, he said, monitor and measure what matters most, right? And so your financials are key to the success of your business. And if you're not monitoring that, if you're not tracking that on a consistent basis, then you have no clue where you are in your business. You don't know whether your business is being profitable or if you're losing money. You probably would know if you were losing money terribly. But that's something that you need to look at. You also can need to look at what your pricing is. Is what it costs you to produce a product or render service, is it costing you more or than what you're charging, or are you just breaking even? Those are things that you need to look at to see whether or not you need to make some adjustments. Maybe you need to be looking to do some cost savings so that you can increase your profit margin. Or maybe you need to raise your prices in order to increase your profit margins. But that's something that you need to be tracking and looking at on a consistent basis. And it's something that you can systematize. One of the things that I like to do is have a monthly review. And so there's certain things that I take a look at in my business on a monthly basis. And financials and my social media numbers and conversion rates, those are things that I take a look at on a consistent basis. The next area is going to be in your sales. Right? Sales, that's the lifeblood of your business. If you got to be bringing money in, and that's one of the key areas that you really want to create systems and processes for, so that you can get that consistent result. Because, I mean, creating a process, remember at the very beginning, having those systems and processes yields you consistent results. And so by using scripts, if that's what you need to do on your sales calls, then use scripts. Having those automated follow-ups, follow-up emails, maybe some sort of customer service management software, CRM software, where you can auto-flag people for follow-up, especially if you're doing sales calls and a call doesn't convert to a sale. But at any rate, you got to have some sort of way to track, to systematize or standardize. That's the word I'm looking for. You got to have a way for you to standardize those processes so that you get those consistent results. And you want to be taking a look at your conversion rates. So how many leads do you have coming in? How many of those converted to sales? So that you know what's working and what's not working. Maybe you need to tweak some things in order for you to increase your conversion rates. As you get to know your customers and you get to know what their needs are, what their desires are, then you can elevate or increase those conversion rates. But if you're not looking at it, if you're not tracking it, and you're just kind of going willy-nilly off script or making up your, don't really have a script, then how will you know if you're what your conversion rates are? So that, because like if you think about it this way, for example, if you don't know what your conversion rate is and you have a particular sales goal or revenue goal that you want to meet, then how will you know how many people you need to get your offer or your product in front of in order to get the amount of revenue or gain the amount of revenue that you want in your business or the number of sales? So by tracking your conversion rates, your lead to actual converted sales rates, then you know you're better able to project what it is that you're going, what you need to do or how many sales you need to have or how many people you need to get in front of in order to get the sales that you want. Another area, the fifth area that you can systematize is customer service. One of the things that you can, they've got bots that you can set up for Messenger or for your website where people can get questions answered or be kind of have like that chat box on your website. Those are some ways that you can standardize or create systems there to standardize your customer service. But another thing that you can do or that I recommend you do is think about the types of things that could go wrong in your business. What type of complaints you feel like are potentially able to come up, and think about how you would want to resolve that in advance so that you're not under the gun or you're not under the pressure, especially if it's something like you want to guarantee your product or service. Let's say if you're a service-based business and you want to guarantee your service. So maybe are you going to do a money back thing? Are you going to refund someone if they're unhappy with your service? What are the terms under what terms or situations or circumstance would you be willing to refund money? Or are you going to do some sort of guarantee where it's like, if you don't get these results in this time, then I will work with you until you do? So those are things that you need to think about in advance, especially if you're going to be offering refunds, then you're going to need to have money set aside to be able to refund someone in the event that you have one of those customer complaints or a customer issue that requires a refund. Because if you are spending everything that comes in as revenue and then someone needs to be refunded, where are you going to pull that money from? If you don't have it in the business, then it's going to end up having to come out of your pocket. And I know you don't want to do that. So think about those types of things in advance and decide under what those circumstances are in advance so that way you're not under the gun trying to figure it all out. And then the last area that I want to highlight that you can create business systems in is when it comes to building a team or your HR. Now, especially if you're early on in your business, this might not be something that you're even remotely thinking about. But like I said in the beginning, if you can start creating some sort of systems, putting some things into place in advance before you have that need, then when you get to the time when you need to bring on someone, when you need to onboard a new employee, then it's so much easier because you already have an outline of how they need to do whatever it is that they need to do. And it's easy for you to identify what it is that you do because you have these standardized operating procedures. And so you can look at the procedures that you have written out and say, okay, well, these are things that I really don't have to do myself. This is something that I can offload to someone else or delegate to someone else so that I can focus on the things that only I can do. And so when it comes to onboarding, that will help you. Or let me say it this way. When it comes to hiring and onboarding, by having roles clearly identified, it will better enable you to find the right person. So if you don't have really clearly defined roles or clearly defined needs and don't really know what it is that you need for your business, then when you start looking to hire someone, you might not hire the right person because you've brought them on like, oh, well, you think this is a good candidate, and you bring them on and their skill set isn't in alignment with what your true business needs are. So by having those standardized operating procedures, those SOPs, that'll better help you be prepared for when the time comes to onboard. And then you also want to have come up with some sort of process for how you're going to do that. Are you going to do it yourself? Are you going to use some sort of agency, referral base? Like, how do you want to go about onboarding someone? So think about that in the beginning so that you, even as you're starting to grow, you'll start to feel that when you get to the place where, okay, this is really too much for me. Start thinking about, okay, what is it that I really want to get off of my plate when the time comes, and start defining, kind of creating basically a job description for that person identifying what skills that person would need so that when that time comes, then it's easy. It's going to be easy for you to write that job ad and recruit and know what it is that you're looking for in a candidate when you're interviewing them. So don't neglect thinking about your human resources or your the area of building a team in your business. So those are the six key areas that you can integrate business systems into. One of the things that I really would encourage you to do is to strive to continually improve your systems. One of the things that a former manager also used to say is, if you have a problem, make it a process and you won't have a problem anymore. So as you run into those kind of bottlenecks in your business or those bumps in the road, if you create a process, identify, okay, well, what is the bottleneck? What is the area that is causing the discomfort or disdain, whatever, however you want to categorize it? And then say, okay, well, what can I put into place to make sure that this doesn't ever happen, that this doesn't continue to happen? And then create a process for it. And don't be married to the process. If you find the process has been working, but then something changes and it's no longer working for you, don't stay married to the process. Be willing to make some adjustments and make changes to the process so that it works for the level that your business is at that time, or whatever, you know, maybe you've introduced new products or new product lines or new services that because of that expansion, the previous process no longer works. So don't be afraid to make adjustments to it, because efficiency is one of the things that you can do. Even if it's working right, you can always be more efficient. So a lot of people kind of ascribe to the don't write the bot. If it's working already, don't mess with it. But there's nothing wrong with making evaluating your existing systems and processes to see if they can be more efficient or more effective. So again, if you have a problem, make it a process and you won't have a problem anymore. So I do want to see if you have any specific questions about creating systems, creating standardized processes, or business systems in general. Drop it in the comment if you have any questions. If not, then I will, I'll do another poll in the group to find out if there's a specific business system or area that you want to focus on, and I'll do a training on that the next go around, especially when it comes to like automation, because there's a lot of different digital systems that you can use to automate your business systems. So hold on, let's see here. If I have to pick one, where should I start? Oh, that's a good question. So I always say, look at what is your greatest pain point or the thing that you really don't care to do. I would always start there. Pick the thing that annoys you the most, where it's just like, where you typically tend to put off until it just like piles high, or you just wait till the very last minute to get it done. Create some sort of system there, so that way it makes it easier for you, because by removing the resistance, then you know it's not going to take you but a few minutes to get it to knock it out, then do it there, especially if it's something that you could automate. I'm all for automate. Look for anything that you can use to automate as much as you can. So that way you can just kind of set it and forget it and be focused on the things that really and truly take your core genius in order to operate in your business. Was that helpful, Lacey? Or would you like to get a little bit more specific? Do you have a specific area that's kind of like a pain point, or that you kind of shove to the side, that you tend to like, I don't want to look at that? Is there an area that you have like that? While you're responding, I'm going to get a sip of tea. I just came from rehearsal, praise team rehearsal, so my voice is kind of shot. Okay. Any other questions before we head off for the evening? I'll give you just another minute. Okay. I have to think more in that regard. For me, time can be stretched then. Yes. Yes. And maybe, you know, and even, I didn't really even get into that. I kind of left out that part. I was thinking more along the lines of business, but personal productivity is another area where you can kind of standardize. So I love to use time chunking to manage my time, because because I do work a 9-to-5 job and I'm doing running my business on the side right now. Time, of course, is limited because of the biggest chunk of my time is spent for someone else. And so I have to use my mornings and my evenings, and by planning in advance what I'm going to work on, that is really helpful. And you may say, well, that's not really a system, but it is. So I have a set day and time. Sunday evenings is when I like to sit down and plan out my schedule for the entire week. So I take a look at What are the things that are my major obligations for the week? I also look at what, what appointments I have. What are the major projects? So it's two main things. What are my projects, and what are my obligations for the week? So those appointments that where you have to physically just show up, like maybe it's doctor's appointments or church, like I had rehearsal tonight. So those type of things that you can't really move around. So I block those out on my calendar first, and then I look at, okay, well, what time blocks do I have available? So maybe on Monday, I might have 3 hour time block. On Tuesday, I might have one, I might only have 1 hour. Or Wednesday, I might have a couple few hours. So I look and see where those pockets of time are, and then say, okay, these are the projects that I have going on that I need to work on. And then I schedule specifically what it is from those projects that I'm going to work on in those different time blocks. So I'll know if I need to write social media posts. Okay, well, I'll schedule that for an hour. Let's say I want to spend an hour or an hour and a half scheduling out or creating the content for my social media for 2 weeks or however long I'm going to be. So I will set that in a time block. Another time block might be writing blog posts or recording videos. And so I schedule all of that out in advance. So when that time comes, because this used to be me. I know that's probably not any of you, but this used to be me, where I would have a time block that I'm like, okay, I have 3 hours that I can dedicate to my business. And then I come into my office and I'm like, I've got 3 hours. What am I going to do? And I end up spending like an hour of that time trying to figure out what it is that I'm going to do. So I end up wasting half of the time that I had available just trying to get started. So by planning, that's something else that you can do, is just plan out your week. And then also go day by day, because sometimes you might need to make some adjustments because things do come up, life happens. And so by making those adjustments, looking at it on a day-to-day basis and making those adjustments, you can do that. And doing those time chunks, like you were saying, Lacey, so that you can automate. So by doing your social, instead of doing your social media posts every single day, plan them out for a week and then schedule them using something like Hootsuite to auto post for you. So then you just set it and forget it and it's done. And you go about, I love when I actually have an opportunity to get all my social media posts scheduled out for the entire week. Cause it's just like, I don't even have to worry about that. All I have to do is show up, you know, and respond to comments. That's all I got to do. And it's just set it, forget it. And then if something serendipitous comes up and I want to do an extra post, then great, I can do that. But you really save time and energy by automating as much as you can. Any other questions or comments before we close out for tonight? I see the thumbs up. We're good to go. Well, thank you all for joining. And if you are watching the replay and you have questions or you want clarification, please do go ahead and put it in the comments. I will make sure to respond to all of your comments. And if there's something in particular that you want me to dive deeper into on our next training session, feel free to drop that in the comments as well. And I will do that because I want to make sure that I'm here to serve you. And so I want to make sure that you get the A's to all your Q's. That's it for tea time tonight. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening and a very productive rest of your week. Good night, everybody.